Green building. It's the fastest growing industry with 1.7 million square feet of building space, earning leadership in energy and environmental design, also known as LEED, certification every day. And we have with us Scott Horst, who's the Chief Product Officer for U.S. Green Building Council and also an OB, right? That's how they refer to Oberlin alumni. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Nice to be here.
And busy. Going to tell us a bit of how the states rank as far as green building. Where does the state of Ohio fall on this list?
Well, Ohio is really fascinating because it leads in a number of ways. You actually have the largest number of LEED certified schools in the country. You're approaching the 200th certified school. But in terms of total project area on a per capita basis, which is how we come up with our top 10 list, you're just under the 10.
Which is pretty good for, I guess, for kind of a Midwest, you know, industrial kind of city. You think maybe, I would assume some of those in the upper area maybe are further west, maybe somewhere in California or maybe in other states that have maybe newer buildings. Where is it? What does the other part of the list look like?
Well, Illinois continues to sort of top the list, and that's largely because there's been a huge commitment in the Chicago area, and where there's just been tons and tons of building and really high quality building. And you know, you can see it when you go there. You've actually done a lot of that in Cleveland too. So there's a big similarity between what's happening. LEED tends to grow in these really top markets. So what's exciting about seeing where you are in Ohio is that we want to keep seeing green buildings spreading throughout the country in all markets.
Scott, what makes a LEED building different from others?
Well, you know, think of a building like an organism. A building's a living thing in so many ways. There are all these systems in buildings that have to work well with each other, like a ventilation system has to work with a circulatory system. You know, it's like your lungs working with your own circulatory system. And these systems, when they work together, run much more efficiently and more healthily for everybody. So a LEED building saves energy, it saves money, it saves taxpayers' money, and it functions better. And that makes it healthier for the people inside as well as the people outside.
Do LEED buildings have to start from the ground up? Can you take existing structures? I would assume maybe new constructions may be easier to follow the path than taking a building that was built, you know, 50, 60 years, even 100 years ago and try to convert it. What are the techniques for that?
Yeah, it's a great question because there's no question that, like, any building that gets built today can be built a lot better than we've ever built anything because we have technology and tools and all the things available that can make us build new better. But how do you take something that already exists and make it better? That we have a rating system for that. It's called LEED for Existing Buildings. And that system is a lot about how you manage the building and how people are functioning within the building and what are the policies for how you run the building. It's a great system, and it's where we think we can have the biggest impact.
When it comes to impact, Scott, what about in other countries?
Well, the exciting thing about LEED, one of the things I'm the most excited about, is that we're having probably a larger impact in really fast-growing places. So LEED is being used as a global system in 150 countries, and it's growing faster outside the United States than it is inside the United States. All the stadiums, for example, in Brazil were just certified. China is growing like crazy. China is using LEED like crazy. Several hundred projects certified this last year. We certify a lot of projects in Europe, and South America is really catching on to LEED. So what it means is as these markets are designing and building new, they're doing it in a better way.
Do you have any examples in Ohio of a LEED building? People maybe drive by something or look at it but are not aware of it. Is there anything you can highlight for us?
Yeah, you've got millions of square feet in Ohio, but the Louisa May Elcott School in Cleveland was just certified this last year. And the Midtown Tech Center was certified gold this last year in 2014.
And I think certification will probably be coming with the new Peter Lewis Convention Center on the campus of Oberlin College when that's done.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, go take a look at some of those buildings at Oberlin. One of my favorite is the Adam Lewis Environmental Center. That's a beautiful building. It actually produces more energy than it uses.
My wife works over at Oberlin College, and she's in an older type of building, but they do have, and we've talked to people there, they have like these glowing orbs when you walk in that kind of turn from like an amber to a red or a green. It kind of indicates how much energy use is being consumed in that building. It gives an instant feedback on that. What kind of technology, or how does current technology impact the ease in which LEED buildings can be constructed or can fall into that category?
Oh, it's a great question. I mean, I personally believe that, you know, well, think about what cell phone technology was like in the 90s. You know, I remember the first time I saw someone walking around with a cell phone held up to their ear. It was like this gigantic brick that they were holding up. Buildings and technology are kind of at that point. It's very similar in terms of timing, but technology is going to dramatically change how buildings function and how they work. So what you're going to be seeing is just amazing differences in things like the Nest thermostat, you know, the Internet of Things that connect people to buildings. It's a very exciting time. I predict that in the next 5 years, technology in buildings will completely shift how we deal with buildings and how we use energy and water. And LEED helps with that a lot. We actually have this new product called the LEED Dynamic Plaque, which is a software platform that connects a lot of these things to how you work in the building.
We're talking with Scott Horst today, who is the Chief Product Officer for the U.S. Green Building Council, about LEED certification and where Ohio ranks. If people want to find out more about LEED, what the state is like, and maybe just what technology or way, if you know they can make their buildings better, where's a good place for them to check out information?
Our website is usgbc.org. Really nice talking to you, Bruce.